Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football. The Pokes, Border War victory over Colorado State in the snow last Saturday, 16-13. Getting ready for the Air Force Falcons coming up. We've got defensive lineman Johanna Gaffon, 8 tackles and a sack over in the win over CSU. And Johanna, it's certainly a pleasure talking with you. What's up, man? How are you doing?
I'm good. Happy to be here. Thank you.
So I mentioned you had the sack, and that sack, you, like, engulfed CSU's quarterback, Nick Stevens. Is that like you ate him almost, man? You got that big bear hug, and you wrapped him around and just drove him down, man. Was that about as easy as a sack as you've ever had?
Definitely. You know, if you really looked at the play, it wasn't even supposed to be a sack. It was supposed to be a QB drop because the linemen were going up to the next level, but I got there so fast when he was doing his when he was doing a play action. Mm-hmm. So it was supposed to be like a play action fake throw, and then there was a QB draw.
Mm-hmm.
So I got there before anybody can figure out it was going to be like a QB draw. So
now, could you see his eyes when you got there? Were his eyes like, oh my gosh, I've got this big guy right in front of me type of thing? Or did you even see that?
Yeah, I did. I did see his eyes right before I tackled him. He was just like, oh, shoot.
He knew, man.
He knew he was down.
I mean, you guys had an incredible defensive effort. Look, I know CSU ran the ball a little bit on you guys, but the pass defense, it seemed like every time Nick Stevens dropped back to pass, you guys had some pressure on him. You had 8 tackles for loss, I think, in the entire game. What was it about the defensive effort Saturday night that really propelled you guys to victory, do you think?
First thing, we do need to get better at the run. We gotta start working on those fits and stuff, but a lot goes to our corners for holding in there, especially, you know, they have that receiver named Gallup. So giving us time to pressure the quarterback, and so we wouldn't get too much. So I think that was really good for us. We're a pressure type of defense, you know, especially with Carl, KP, and those group of guys. We're always trying to hunt. We're always trying to get sack fumbles, anything we can, and then it's always a two-way streak with the corners and the safeties always, you know, being in the right moment where, you know, they can make plays also.
I tell you what, the defensive line, man, I mean, you've been banged up a little this year. There have been some injuries along that defensive line, but you guys continue to bring guys out there. Now, you know, Revante is out for some time, it looks like. Unfortunately, he got hurt. What does it say about you guys, especially along the defensive line, about having a next-man-up mentality? Because the next-man-up is getting some pretty good time as well.
Yeah, I mean, this kind of happened last year,
mm-hmm.
Sort of. Where, you know, Sid was out, Chase got hurt, you know, we really didn't have much. It was me and Connor, and it kind of showed our resiliency as a group, that we know, like, anything can happen in a football game, that the next person has to be up, mm-hmm. you know, right away. And it was pleasing to see Sid and Connor on the sideline with us, because he was encouraging me and Javari that it's only 2 of us left. We gotta go get this, and we gotta, you know, really buckle down for it, because it's only us out there on the island. We won't have much people coming in for us. So that kind of did help Javari, you know. It helped me also, and you know, we were able to get the job done.
What, have you ever played a football game in the snow before?
No, I have not. That was a different feeling, different setting. There was snow on my feet everywhere. I had to change it almost every play.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, before I even got in my stance, I would try to shove the snow off to the side a little bit and try to get some of that out, but it still wasn't working, so I just got out my stance.
So did you like it? I mean, do you like playing in the snow? I mean, did you like that, or was it something you'd rather not do again?
It was something I'd rather not do again. There was no traction. It was not. It was not fun. It was cold. Everything was, you know, everything was just not good. But, you know, it didn't matter. We are, you know, mm-hmm. we're tough as nails, all of us, to, you know, come out there and get a stop, and also our offense, they're tough enough to go and score. So if it happens again, obviously we're ready.
Right.
You know? We're obviously ready. but I'd rather not play on.
So
again.
So Johan, I'm curious because, you know, Josh has that fumble. You guys have to come right back out on the field there in the fourth quarter, knowing you need to stop them. I mean, you got to get a stop, and you guys did that. You got them on fourth downs and give the offense the ball back. What was the mindset? What was going through your guys' huddle when after Josh's fumble, when you guys had to go right back out there and get a stop?
So we've pretty much done this all year. Mm-hmm. As a defense, we know how good we are. You know, even with their runs they had early and towards the game when they were getting some success on there. You know, when you put the hands on the defense, we know we can get the job done. You know, all of us, each and every guy. I came out after Josh got that fumble, we all looked at each other, and you can just see the groups, our group defensively, that we were gonna get the stop, give Josh the ball again, and it was going to be it, and we're going to come home with the blue, and we're going to celebrate, and it's going to be fun.
What'd you think of Drew Van Monen's dive and grab out there? Did you get a chance to see it, or were you guys in your defensive huddles on the sideline?
I got a chance to see it. That was amazing. That was an amazing effort. I did not know he had that kind of athletic ability, but Drew did a great job. And once he caught it. You can just tell, like, the offense is like, yep, we're going to go down and score.
Yeah, you could see that mentality completely change there. So you mentioned getting the boot. What was it like getting your hands on that thing, this season? What was that feeling like for you?
it feels really good, no matter what. Like, it feels really good. I mean, I did not see it. During a game, I was like thinking, wow, I do not see this boot leaving us at all. Because it'd be really sad, it'd be heartbreaking. But yeah, once we finally got it back, it was awesome.
Talking to Johan Agafon, he had 8 tackles and a sack against CSU for the season. You've got 4 sacks, 10 tackles for loss, a forced fumble, man. You guys, as I mentioned, as a unit up front, are playing well. But I got to ask you, Kevin Prosser or Carl Granderson, who would be the better offensive player, in your opinion, based off of their interceptions and in the hands they have?
I would say, dang, I know Carl is a receiver. Carl wasn't receiving. I would say Carl.
Yeah,
I would say Carl would be that. But if you didn't know, you got to go back to my high school. I was an amazing tight end.
There you go.
I do say so myself. Oh, I mean,
okay.
Yeah, so you got to go back and check those highlights.
Okay, so now when is Yo-Yo going to get his interception?
Don't worry, it's coming soon.
All right, I'm holding you to it, man. I'm holding you to that. Johan Agafon, maybe against Air Force. What about this Falcons team? You've seen the triple option with New Mexico, and, I mean, you guys just really had no problems against the Lobos. But this is a little bit different going up against Air Force. They run things a little bit differently with their triple option, don't they?
Yeah, they do. They're almost coming out off of their stance every single time. There's a lot of different types of fits. But I'm confident in Coach Scotty Hazelson that he'll devise a pretty good game plan for our defense in order to win this game.
Late game Saturday night, Johan Agafon joining us here on the program. Thank you so much for the time. Great game against CSU, Johan, and you're always a pleasure to talk to. Good luck against Air Force Saturday night. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.